It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so Braves having a team meeting today. We just talked with Grant McCauley about it. And if you're saying, well, what's the big deal? Why? They're not playing great. They know it. They're up against it, Mike. You know, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat this thing and tell you, because I covered baseball for a long time. You get to the month of August, you know what you are. You know what this is. And we are 2 weeks away from being in the month of August, guys. School's going to start in 2 weeks.
Right.
You're going to be taking your kids back. And we're talking about the Braves still being 8, 9, maybe 10 games out of first place. But more importantly, not playing consistent, good baseball. Night in and night out. So, Mike, we were talking about this. This players meeting, there's two things that happen in these things, right? One, it's a real come to Jesus moment for a lot of guys where you just, Mike, everybody vents. You say, hey, I'm sorry I hadn't lived up to it. Maybe I could be better, whatever. You get it all out, and then the team comes out and they respond. And maybe they go on a little run, or maybe they just start playing better. The other thing that happens is nothing happens.
Right. Now, again, it's just like a manager, you know, when he throws a nutty. We were joking around with Grant earlier, like, you know, some of the stuff from Major League, you know, or Bull Durham, you know, when guys will go to us, you lollygag to first. You know, they're like Snicker going to read him the riot act every night because he's a professional. They're going to tune that out. It doesn't work. And Snicker's smart enough to never go down that road. And by the way, sidebar, I am getting a kick out of some of the local media and people who cover the Braves who understand and have to explain to the audience, a team meeting means there are no coaches or manager in the room.
Correct.
That's what a team meeting, guys, players only meeting, it's just team meetings, players only, it's for the players. And Carl just touched on it. Austin Riley, you know, he's obviously got some stuff on his plate with the baby on the way, but, you know, he's cooled off a little bit. He's batting 274. That's still pretty good because he was ice cold earlier. But the guy that we talked about earlier, not trying to pick on him, but he's not good right now. Matt Olson is, as Grant said it, they had to drop him in the lineup because he's just missing opportunities to do anything. Girl, give me a sack fly.
Yeah,
you know, he's just not running, not knocking runs in. And you talked about this with Grant earlier. When the hell is Money Harris coming back?
It's weird. It's weird.
I mean, did he really just tear his hamstring and they weren't honest about it? I'm not trying to say there was malfeasance in the injury report, but it sounds like this, whatever the hamstring was, is pretty darn serious.
Well, Grant keeps saying, you know, and he's there, which is why we have him on. I mean, he's in the clubhouse every day. But here's the deal. He's saying he's running. He's working out.
So when the hell is he going to be out there?
But then the comment was, well, it'll be maybe a few more weeks. A few more weeks? I thought it was going to be after the All-Star game.
Yeah. And look, we're, as you always like to say on the radio, we're not doctors. We don't play them on the radio. But
yeah.
Okay. If you're doing some of that, why can't you do some of the other stuff? I don't know. It just adds to the level of frustration for the fans, the lack of clutch, the lack of getting on a run. You know, you throw the, you know, the Max Fried thing is kind of like baby spit compared to some of the other things you're dealing with right now. The trade deadline, is there a player that can help to turn this thing around? You know, there just seemed to be a swagger and an attitude that arrived with Jock Peterson, and that's what a lot of Braves fans identify with. Although, you know, you could say that, yeah, Soler, nobody knew who he was. You couldn't have picked him out in a police lineup. The right pieces got added, and they all just contributed. You know, Rosario did his job, but so did Austin Riley. So did Ozzie Albies. That's the thing about this player, you know, this player-only meeting. You know, you got two-thirds of your roster from spring training is not even out there.
Correct. These are not your normal guys. So how much does it resonate? Now, for a guy like Nacho coming in there, right? You just sit there and listen, Mike. You've been in the show for 2 days. Like you just listen. You don't have to say anything. But the Olsons of the world, the guys that have been there, the Travis Darnos, those are the guys that I believe are probably saying whatever needs to be said. And again, this is not some rah-rah session. I just think they're having a discussion like, yo, we're better than this. We are better than what we've been playing. This is not about Snit. We said this. This is not about the hitting coach. It's about us. And if you're going to do something, if you're one of these guys that we're counting on you to do something, it's time for you to start doing it because we are going to run out of time. And we're going to limp into the playoffs, and you're going to feel, and I'm talking about Braves country, is going to feel like we felt all year. You know how you felt all year? Eh. That's how you felt. Last year, you know how you felt? Woo-hoo!
Right.
It felt different because we were crushing everybody.
You know, we were talking a lot, and it's funny, Chris isn't here to go, but he'll be here at 7 o'clock. You know, we were giving Jared Kelnick a lot of love, and he was, you know, he seemed like the guy that really fit the bill for the leadoff spot because, unfortunately, Ozzie just can't seem to do it. And
Harris is hurt.
Harris hasn't drawn enough walks to be a leadoff hitter, if we're honest. But After betting 304 in June, Kellenick's bet 149.
It's all come down, Mike.
I mean,
all
everybody. This is where, and I wasn't trying to be Debbie Downer, but you and I were talking about this off the air. I put it out on Twitter. We don't call it X. I was saying maybe this is just one of the years where the injuries are just too much to overcome.
Yeah.
Mets, meanwhile, are breathing down your neck. They're just three games behind the loss column.
They're coming on, man.
You know, and now you wait and see who's going to go heavy at the trade deadline and really add some big pieces. Where you know maybe we're just doing things on a budget. And I would never throw in the white towel. Well, check that. I said fire sale it. Fire sale to 2021. But
yeah, but we were 10 out or 12 out or whatever the hell it was.
But this one, it feels different. It's just like this. You feel a sense of like hopelessness at times watching this team at the plate.
I don't think they're going to not try to help themselves. But I also think they're going to be reasonable. And for the first time, right, because we don't like to be reasonable. We want to win, and we want to win now. I don't care how you do it. It's why we're so frustrated with our Hawks to say, hey, I don't care what it takes. Tony Ressler, go make it happen. Let's go spin. Let's go do whatever we need to do. We haven't been in this situation because the Braves have you know, not only put guys in position to be successful, but, Mike, they've paid the necessary guys, and we've benefited from it. Guys, we won this division 6 years in a row. We've won a World Series. We've been relevant. Like, we're moving in the right direction. But this is a year where you go, if they're smart, let's wait this out. Because if we go spend X amount of dollars and somebody comes in, two guys come in here, three guys come in here, and we don't get any extra production, you just spent more money that went out the door. Most of those guys you're not going to retain moving forward. It's right. Just a bad year to try to figure all of this out and say, I'm going to bring in four or five guys to help us.
Not to mention, next year you got to replace Max Fried, unless Max Fried
Great
gives
point.
You a huge Dansby Swanson. And Dansby was pretty sizable. The Braves said no thanks anyway, and it was a smart move. But Dansby did kind of bend over backwards to try to get the deal done, didn't do it. But, yeah, Max Fried, I mean, does Max Fried find the market cools? No, we've seen guys with the same injury history still get paid big money.
Yep.
I don't think that's going to hurt it, but I don't think the Braves will match. So you get into, like you and I talked about earlier, the best you can do is some dude like Tommy Pham, who just will come in and hopefully give you a spark, but you're not going to add a position player who's going to be taking up a job full-time in the outfield with a big money contract.
No.
Because Acuna will eventually come back. Grant brought up Jazz Chisholm, which a bunch of listeners were talking about, and I said, and Grant kind of touched on it. He's just, he's not always, he might be on the cover of MLB The Show, but he's not really living up to that on the field.
No. And I think the word he used was still of it's a little bit of a project, right?
Right.
So it's one of those things, and all these moves are risk-reward. The deal for Alex has been, we gotten spoiled. His risk-rewards have paid off. And we had a listener earlier that said, hey, you know, he went out and got these guys. Remember, last year we should have won the World Series.
Right.
Let's not act like we shouldn't have won the World Series last year.
You caught the Mets and then you had no pitching. Like, you know me. You know I rant and rave about that, the Phillies being our nemesis.
But these moves have been good.
But that's the thing. That's why there's never – you felt like last year, everything, every offensive record, you blew it out the window, and then you get skunked by the Phillies, and then next year you get decimated with injuries because there's never a freaking guarantee you're going to get back there.
That's right. That's it. 404-726-0929. You guys let us know how you feel. And here's the deal. If the Braves come out tonight and score 13 runs, don't say it's a team meeting, okay? I'm just saying. We are due, all right? We are desperately due to have that kind of explosion. But I think guys want to let other guys know, I got your back. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you know, we're going to win and lose together. And more importantly, the guys that should be playing a lot better, I think there's some real, you know, truth serum going on there, Mike. If Matt Olson is not saying, yo, I have let y'all down this season. I'm going to do his best job I possibly can, because that's what he should be telling his teammates.
Yeah, and I get back to, you know, the middle of the lineup. Arcia hasn't hit. Murphy can't hit consistently, if we're honest. Harris, you just touched on it. Like, it's not Mike's fault. The injury is what it is. You heal as you heal. I don't want to make it sound like we're dogging Money Harris, local kid.
I just want to know the timetable.
Right.
Everybody keeps telling me this time, but, well, it'll be after the All-Star break. Oh, before the All-Star break. Now it's two more weeks.
And then, you know, Ozzie in a freaking, you know, accident. Now Ozzie's going to be out till whenever the playoffs start.
Come on, Money.
So it's just, yeah, you're in a tough spot. I just don't know I'm never going to say after what Alex pulled off in 21, you can't fix it because they found a way. But there was still a really good core on that team that you augmented. Our core guys here aren't doing jack. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
You're going to bring at another
and
shot.
And you wouldn't have to do anything if your core guys were doing what they needed to do.
And one last nugget on this. And, look, I don't give a crap about prospects because this is the win now mentality. But how many more prospects do you have? And what are you willing to give up? You know, knowing that there's like 16. That's the problem with the expanded playoffs. Everybody's alive. You got to battle, you know, for these trades.
All right, guys, we want to give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets with club and field-level patio access to the Atlanta Falcons open practice. It's not this Friday. It's next Friday, August 2nd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's brought to you by our friends at the Georgia Lottery. Caller number 8 is going to win these tickets. Caller 8 at 404-726-0929. Just for listening to Dukes and Bell and listening to your Atlanta Falcons radio station. We are covering the Falcons, guys, like nobody's business. Exclusive coverage here each and every day. Live interviews here every day. And we'll give you a chance to come check out practice, all right? Caller 8 at 404-726-0929. A four-pack of tickets with club and field-level patio access to next Friday's open practice. Mike, when we come back, what if they lose? What if they lose? It's Dukes and Bell.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Look, with the NFL looming, the start of training camps and all that will be going on with our Falcons, I don't know how much we'll actually be talking about this unless they lose. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Unless they lose.
Unless they do. I'm talking about Team USA men's basketball. If you're not been keeping up with this, and I get it, maybe you haven't. But, Mike, they struggled against South Sudan. South Sudan?
Right.
I didn't even know that. Where is South Sudan?
Well, it's Sudan. It's in the south.
Okay.
Sudan, and it's southern. And they just recently put a team together.
That's my point.
Kind of like,
if you put a map up with no names on it, could you tell me where South Sudan is?
Near Chad? But I like geography.
Exactly. Here's the other thing. You go from that game, and then you struggled against Germany. Right. Now, these are all what you call, these are prep games, guys. Right. These aren't the official Olympic games.
But
that
there was
start.
A buzz. There was an energy to them because they were played in London.
Yeah.
You know, so there was some juice and there was a big crowd.
Crowds.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, these are the games where if you were going to make a mistake or do some of the stuff that we saw, this is where you're going to do it. Are we going to lose? We're going to lose a game. We shouldn't lose a game to anybody.
Well, as you know, and it's said all the time, the world has certainly caught up to us. And so we're going up against a much better international competition with a bunch of old guys. But the good news is the oldest guy is still balling.
Because
he took, I mean, like we always joke around, where's your pride? LeBron was not going to lose to Germany. So he basically said, hop on my shoulders and I'll do everything. I'll rebound and I'll fight for boards and I'll make, did everything. You know, Steph Curry sitting there, courtside, he was watching it, right?
But he was.
But yeah, they come back and they rally to beat Germany. I'll say this about Dennis Schroeder. Goofy dude, he loves playing for Germany. He always
seems
to.
For the love of God.
Play the full cut. He seems to really elevate, you know, when it comes to representing his adopted nation of Germany. But yeah, I mean, Schroeder was pretty good. But
for the love of God.
This is when Dennis Schroeder was launching another three in a night that he really couldn't throw something in the water from the beach. But we love our man Steve Holman. By the way, his new dog is adorable. Hung out with Steve on Friday down in Newton.
He got that dog at the end of the season.
Yeah, Teddy. Teddy is an absolutely beautiful little golden doodle. So anyway, I have photos up at Mike Bell ATL. But getting back to the matter at hand, we got an older team. The good news is you got Jrue Holiday. I still wish that Jaylen Brown was on that team, but I understand the replacement is a pretty good defensive player. It just seems like they're not playing defense, Carl. Going back to the games in Vegas against Canada and everything, they don't handle like back simple stuff, like backdoor cuts and rebounding, defensive rebounding. You know, and that's another thing. You know, you need Durant out there, and Durant's, you know, he's going to be in the Olympic ceremony, but is he going to play?
Well, he hadn't played yet. Like, this is a whole nother conversation. So he's going to be the flag bearer as well, right?
LeBron, right? Which is really very,
cool.
Very cool.
And that is.
You and I, whenever we talk about his legacy, like Michael was invited to one, and you know, when he was younger, and he won that one, then he won with the Dream Team. But the Olympic legacy, I think, is part of your resume for Springfield, right? You
it
know,
is.
It's the total package.
This is going to be, they should win, unless we lose. Fourth gold medal for LeBron in the Olympics. But yeah, man, I think at 39, I shouldn't be having this dude carry the team. And that's my concern.
Right.
Like, all you need, Mike, you know this. I mean, you need one bad party night, and the next day, you know, guys are not shooting the ball well. I mean, I've seen pictures of Steph Curry and, you know, Tatum kicking it and going out and playing golf, which is cool. But I get it. This is an experience, one of those lifetime experiences. But all I'm telling you guys is, like, we're not blowing doors. We were down 16 and had to make a run and come back. against South Sudan. This is crazy.
Well, we'll get a chance to repay South Sudan in the group phase, Carl. We take on Serbia.
Yep.
That's coming up this weekend. Then you got 3 days off, South Sudan. And then we play Puerto Rico, even though some would say, is Puerto Rico part of America? No.
Puerto Rico!
But they have their own team. But that'll be, you know, our first three in as far as the group stage, which is, you know, it's generally how that works. We'll smoke them and we'll get on to the next one.
I hope so.
And then it gets into, but you see it. You got great players in Germany, great players in France,
you
great
do.
Players in South America.
You
now.
Do.
It's a big, I mean, Spain. Everyone's got some kids who have fundamentals and they play well as a team, where we've cobbled together an older squad.
Yeah. And that's the concern. Like, I like the fact that they thought about it, Grant Hill, and putting this team together and, you know, size and length and all of that
but
stuff.
But, you know, I will tell you, next time we get a chance to talk to Grant Hill, I want to know about this Jalen Brown and the sneaker stuff and what the hell's going on.
Well, you
the
know
fact
he
that he
made,
was not a Nike guy and he was calling out Nike.
Grant Hill made a joke about it, Mike, and it didn't go over. Like, people didn't laugh, and he was like, I was joking.
Yeah.
And I think the joke was, I was not a Nike guy either. And everybody kind of paused, and then he was like, no, that's not the reason. Listen.
Right.
And he laid it out, but it was one of those weird, awkward moments.
I just, like, we always try to rep for guys that are local, and Wheeler High School's, you know, Jalen Brown.
He should be in the Olympics,
he's
bro.
He's one of the best players on the planet, and he's not on the team. Now, again, his teammate is a nice piece, but not even the same stratosphere. You've got defensive capabilities, but come on. To me, this one is just one of those sneaker nonsense things. And the fact that this guy, it doesn't apparently, again, if he was an Adidas guy, he didn't really have any shoe contract. Now, that should have no bearing on representing America.
No, it shouldn't. And by the way, if they lose, it's something that's going to be talked about. Because, you know, I don't want to hear, and this is part of the excuse that people use, by the way, when it came to the selection of Jalen Brown or Derek White.
And Derek White, great defender, 30 years of age, you know, solid piece.
Yeah, but here's the deal. They were like, look, Derek's not going to see a lot of playing time, which means that Jalen Brown wouldn't have seen a lot of playing time, and therefore we're going to take Derek White over him because, you know, he's not going to come in here and give me a break.
Well, the other thing is we love Ant-Man. Ant-Man's become like a turnover machine in some of these games, too. He's got to be a little more, you know, get some stick him on those mitts, man. He's turning it over a little bit. I just don't know. I just don't know what to expect. To your point, I think I expect to win, but I think we may lose. We may lose a game, but not obviously in the knockout round.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. And so I listen. I'm being tongue in cheek, but there is this too close to call right now, right? I mean, we are in a political season. Right. It's too close to call. Well, we shouldn't be winning 98 or 92 to 88.
Did you see him? We talked about LeBron earlier. You see Embiid crashing the boards and the blocks?
I mean, the good
news is this is supposed to be an exhibition.
Yeah.
But it did be. It's a Rocky reference. But this is one that they did take. There, you know, there was a sense
of
pride.
Throw in the damn towel.
Drago, you killed Apollo. So, but yeah, at least you're seeing guys rising up to the occasion. But Durant, you mentioned, hasn't played. Jrue Holiday, he's worth his weight in gold as far as defense. I guess that's the argument for Derek White when you need it.
Yeah, we're going to see. I just wanted to bring it up because I keep sitting here going, if they lose.
Yeah, we also learned today that any swimming events in Paris that are going to be in the River Seine.
Disgusting.
Well, you might want to have a few tetanus shots because, as they say in France, met or poop is in the water.
Who swims in that river normally?
No one. Bums.
Okay.
A bum who has fallen into the river off a bridge.
So
that's no one swims in that river.
So why would you do it now?
Well, again, if there was this tremendous effort to clean it up over the last 5 or 6 years, which they say would take all those billions of dollars to do, but it would, again, the drama of having swimmers and anything else involving, like, boats in the River Seine with the dramatic, you know, Notre Dame in the background, the Eiffel Tower is going to look great. But, you know, just like they had the problem, I think it was either in Japan or China. Oh, no, it was Rio de Janeiro.
Rio.
It was the Rio. Remember, Orin and I were talking about this earlier. It was the Rio games where they had stuff in the water. And then earlier today, we found out there's cocaine in the water because sharks have tested positive for it down in Rio. That wasn't guy talk. You got to rewind on the Odyssey app.
I'll say this, Mike, and this is what makes me think about when the Olympics were here. Most of you were not here. Most people moved to Atlanta after the Olympics. But what would be the cost now to do what they did leading up to 96? The dome,
right.
The TED, which ultimately was Olympic Stadium,
right.
I mean, think about the cost.
It was the like the bike thing, whatever they call it, the palindrome or whatever it was,
that they built.
The speed bike track. Yeah,
think about the infrastructure that was built in leading up to, guys. I mean, 96 was the Olympics. That started obviously in the early 90s. Before, you know, everything culminated.
Billy Payne made that happen,
yeah,
man.
But I'm talking about just the cost of, like, what would that be now?
In 2024 dollars?
Yes. It's billions.
You can't even imagine. Because they used Sanford Stadium for the soccer. They built like the sand pits for volleyball down on the south side. They did incorporate a lot of Metro Atlanta.
They did.
But you're right.
But you had to build all these new
things. Well, look what happened to Rio, though. Rio ended up building up all those stadiums. That
and
just,
it's gone.
They didn't get used. They just sort of were uninhabited. Yeah.
Well, that was when I got here in 98, there was still some grumbling about all the money that was spent. And I think the only thing that's still around, because Georgia Dome is gone, is the Aquatic Center at Tech, yeah. I want to say.
Well, the right? TED, too. It's been revitalized.
You certainly got your money. Look, the problem with the TED is they just didn't have the wherewithal or the help, I guess, to build the battery where the TED is. In hindsight, you could have done the same thing, but it was hard to get suburbanites. And look, I battle it every night on my way home to come through the connector.
Yeah. I think about that as we think about these next Olympics with Paris, and it's like, it's great. And it's why people say, oh, we'll never get another one. We probably won't because the cost associated with it.
What's
Mike,
the next host? LA, right? LA is the next
it's
U.S.
coming
host
back
city.
To the United States. Yeah, but it's just like, it's unbelievable. Either way, guys, we were talking about Team USA, the Olympics. If you're just joining us, a couple of things, news notes to get you caught up on. One, Braves back in action tonight. Again, the big news there is, does anything come out of this team meeting?
Players only meeting. Yeah.
That they had, I'm guessing, about an hour ago. Maybe a little bit before that, but we talked to our buddy Grant McCauley about it, and he said, we'll all kind of figure it out and see what was said in this meeting. It is the Reds tonight. Reds, again, beat us last night, but we're just dealing with injuries and slumps.
Yeah, Chris Sale going for his 14th win tonight. They steal bases. They're aggressive. That's the thing, energy. You know, without having anybody out there swiping bags like we should, Acuna just provides so much juice, and I get it. We won a World Series without him, but without Money Harris out there, isn't it fun? I mean, you kind of look at the Reds. They got juice, right? There's energy.
They do.
I mean, they got swiping bags. I know they're 5 games under 500, but
they got a lot of young, youthful players that do bring some excitement. And Orange just said this, and this tells you kind of where we are, right? Acuna, who's been hurt now, it seems like forever, still leads the team in stolen bases.
That's what I'm talking about. We're just not taking that. You need to create, and when you're not scoring runs, you got to find a way to manufacture some, right? That's the thing.
Yep.
Yeah, Ellie De La Cruz is one of the most exciting guys to watch. I know he's not hitting for average, but man, he does everything else.
Well, he's dangerous. Like, here's the deal. And this is what Acuna, and we don't know if Acuna is going to come back and have this, Mike, because again, it gets back to the surgeries. But when you get on, like, I have to pay attention to you. And if not, all of a sudden, I go from first to second to third base. I'm in scoring position. A single, boom, we're up.
How about Duvall? I mean, Duvall's a veteran. Duvall's a really, he's a good fielding outfielder. And then Duvall's up there ready to throw in a second. Like, oh, crap.
Gone.
Now this guy's taking the base. And, like, the dude literally covers second base to third base in two strides.
Yeah, he's fast. But that's the element we missed with Ronald Acuna. Mm. All right, we got more to get to, guys. We'll talk more about our Falcons as we get ready for training camp tomorrow. The one thing that really got our goat today, because it makes no sense. We'll tell you about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Airball by Dennis Schroeder, for the love of God.